Exercise 2. 2A. Listen to the recording about poaching in Africa. The question is, explain the problem and how it can be resolved. Select the right set of notes. A, B or C.
Poaching or illegal hunting of endangered species is a huge problem in many parts of Africa. Tens of thousands of rhinos have been killed in recent years, for example. Indeed, tragically, there are only 5 northern white rhinos left on the planet. They face extinction because poaching has virtually destroyed their population. What, if anything, can we do about this issue? First, we must look at the causes of poaching. Most poachers come from very poor villages in rural Africa. They have little money to buy food and find it hard to survive. Poaching rare animals is a way for them to get some much-needed money by selling valuable furs. We cannot really blame or punish these poachers. They have very few choices and face a very difficult life. So what can we do? Well, first of all, we must be clear, this isn't Africa's problem. If we lose rare and endangered species, it is a tragedy for all humankind. The wealthy countries of the West have a responsibility to support poor African nations with significant resources and finance to stop poaching. This is key. Europe and America need to spend a lot of time and money on the problem. But how to spend the money? That is the question. Is the answer simply to have more police and rangers patrolling the countryside to stop poaching? This will certainly help to a point. However, it will probably be very difficult, if not impossible, to stop poaching everywhere, given the size of the African wilds. The number of police and rangers needed just isn't practical. Besides, even if we succeeded in stopping the poachers, think about what that could mean for them and their families. Many of these people have very hard lives, so unless we help them, they may never stop trying to poach because sometimes it's their only option. Therefore, education is key. Teach villagers new skills that they can use for employment, give them new options. And as for the Western money, invest it in the local economy where it can hopefully make a real difference. We need to give the poachers a fairer and more decent way of life. But there is an even bigger issue, and it's the West's problem. Most of the international criminals who buy these illegal products come from the West, and the private buyers are mostly rich Westerners too. Unless Western governments stop these criminals, there will always be a market and a demand for hunted rare animals. We must bring both the buyers and sellers to justice and punish their actions if we ever want to solve the problem.